my brothers and sisters, this is indeed an occasion for me and my family. I'd like to say to Brother Sill, I've listened to him all my life, and this was one time I wish he'd never stopped. I would like to tell you an event in my life which I think typifies what is going through my mind and has gone through my mind the last few weeks. The event started with a phone call from a Mr. Marion T. Romney. My secretary came to me in a meeting, and she said, "A Marion T. Romney wants to talk to you." And I said, "I think that's Marion G. Romney." She said, "You would leave this meeting if I told you that he was calling you." I said, "He's right." I think my secretary would like to have told his secretary that, as secretaries do possibly, that I would call back. But I went to the phone, and Brother Romney asked me 5 questions. He asked me if I would go on a mission. He asked me if I was worthy. He was concerned about my 17-year-old son, my finances, and my worthiness. I will tell you this, something I learned long ago. It's a question of free agency. On any one of those 5 questions, had I had to give a no, I would have lost my free agency. I was financially able, I was morally able, and I knew the law of consecration and what it meant. And I appreciated the opportunity. I went home, and actually I called my wife immediately afterwards, went home again. I talked with my wife, and as Elder L. Tom Perry talked of his wife, we have similar spirits. She had followed me all over the world. We have moved 15 times. She's learned 2 languages, brought up our children, and has always supported me. I remember one time after coming back from an international trip, had been gone for some time, my wife sat down on the arm of the chair. I put my head on her shoulder. It was near the end of the month, and she asked me whether I'd completed my home teaching. I will be honest, I had other things in mind. But I went and did my home teaching, and that's her training. So it was I was beginning to learn the law of consecration. A few weeks later, the phone rang again. This time is a man who I have greatly admired, Brother Arthur Haycock. I spoke to him briefly, and then the prophet's voice, distinctive, clear, the clarion call. "Brother Hales, do you mind if we change your mission?" Now, I thought I was going to the London, England mission, but I want to tell you this. I figured, well, someone else will have that call, and I said I would be glad to take whatever place you'd send me. He said, "Do you mind if we change it to Salt Lake City?" And I said, "No, that'd be fine, present. Do you mind if it's a little bit longer than 3 years? However long you want it, present. We'd like a lifetime of service." The past 20 years swept before me. I felt like the man who'd fallen off a precipice, who was grabbing onto a limb which was giving way slowly, and he cried fervently in a prayer, "Save me." And as he looked below, he saw the precipice below. And the voice came clear and strong, "Let go and you'll be protected." And after that, the man looked up in the air again and said, "Is somebody else up there?" The call was clear. I had to let go of everything that I had known and what I had been striving for in my life, to become an assistant to the 12. I have learned from Joseph Fielding Smith in a talk to young people what the law of consecration is. It is not one particular event. It is a lifetime, day by day, each one of us striving to do our best, that we might, as President Joseph Fielding Smith talked about, not as his grandfather Hiram Smith gave his life when he was a patriarch and with the prophet, but that we might in each day give our life, to live an honorable life, to do the best we can in the service of others. With that, and the prophet talked to my wife, we held each other in our arms and said nothing. And we knew that we had, and we will, dedicate and consecrate our lives to that mission, whatever it might be, in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We ask our question, which Elder Ashton taught us, why me? And that is past us. I will say this. It is not in death or in one event that we give our lives, but in every day as we are asked to do it. In the regional representative work, I have been able over the past 5 years to have the hardening of the steel, to see men who are called a witness of God, that they might know and teach and train the priesthood holders they deal with. Do you realize that every Sunday when a stake is formed, that these men have revelation? And that as a regional representative who is assisting kneels in prayer with them, and in the spirit as these men give voice, that you are able to participate in knowing that God lives, that Jesus is the Christ, that we have a prophet of God who is here this day, and that we have special witnesses who will lead and guide us if we'll but listen to their voice. I ask the Lord's prayers that I might be able, as these men can over the years. My 17-year-old said to me, Dad, do you think really you'll ever be like them? He said it in a little nicer way. But I thought of my life, which I dedicate and give and consecrate, that I might be the instrument in his hands, working under the direction of all the general authorities and asking their help. To work as one, I dedicate my life and service. And as Paul said, and he declared his preaching in 1 Corinthians, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I ask the Lord's blessings upon all those who have made this day possible for me, my primary teachers, Sunday school, a mother and father, who are truly, I am of goodly parents, who have taught me and who have been an example my whole life. My wife, my boys, my son on a mission, Stephen, and David, who is here in Salt Lake with me now, they are of a great strength to me. I ask the Lord's blessings that I might be one in purpose with the 12 and with all the general authorities and with you, my brothers and sisters, and say to the priesthood holders, any one of you could be here this day. One cannot ask the question, why me, and dwell on it, but I will do as the prophet has said, put behind me my past life and dedicate and consecrate all my time, talents, and efforts to his work. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.